It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're already past the July 4th holiday, the Independence Day holiday, and where does the time go? I know that really, I don't know, in my case, I feel like my life has stood still since March 16th when, in my case, the American Dental Association said that dentists could only see emergency cases. And, of course, working with the governor's task force, eventually on May 11th, dentists could see regular visits. But I've been sort of in a time warp working with, you know, our group customers and our dentists providing different forms of relief because, obviously, there was a two-month period where people, except for emergency, weren't going to the dentist. And so the overall sort of package to the community ended up being about $27 million between, you know, community group relief and dentists and being good to as many community partners as we could. So I'm coming up from air now that the July 4th holiday has come and gone, and I want to give a big shout-out. As far as July 4th, we had Bob Pettigrew on, who is the board lead on the Cathedral of the Pines, which is a nationally recognized memorial dedicated to Americans who served our country. And if you've never been over to Ringe, when COVID subsides, eventually, great place to take a little excursion. It's only about an hour and 15 minutes, you know, from Concord. And this year, it's the Cathedral's 75th anniversary. But with me this weekend is Russ Conti, and we're also celebrating an anniversary here. It's the fifth annual Campus Safety Symposium that I've been involved with. It's had a couple different venues, you know, NHTI and UNH, and now, of course, this year there'll be a new format. But, Russ, thank you for joining me this weekend and all of the service that you've provided, you know, to our great state. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Always a pleasure to be here and to represent the Haley Symposium in this day here.
So why don't you, I think I know that having done this show now for like 12 years, one of the things, the feedback I get is people are always interested in the guests that we have. We've been running this consecutive weekends for literally 12 years, and there's not a lack of outstanding citizens in New Hampshire. And people, I know I hear you a lot on different radio stations, and I know your background. But I want you to feel free to brag, but not brag, but you know, tell us about your, you know, your background in law enforcement, et cetera.
Sure, Tom. So I started as a state trooper in 1985, and I was fortunate enough to do a lot of different activities in my career with state police, and I'm still with state police in a brand new position. But aside from just a myriad of things on the job in law enforcement, touch many areas, you know, I was able to have a very successful career, one that I'm proud of and I'm grateful for. And at the 32-year mark, I was offered, you know, to come back and give back, frankly, in a brand-new position as the mental health and wellness coordinator. And I jumped at it. I really, at that point, hadn't thought a whole lot about how the job was going to, you know, follow through with a lot of what we had started. And when I say that, in mental health, you know, we started some things in the Division of State Police, like a peer counseling unit and some mental health training and some resiliency training that had never been done before. None of that existed in 1985. And I think, you know, it ties so well in with the Haley Symposium in that Nick Haley is, like myself, was a retired major prior to going to UNH and becoming the chief there. And, you know, we were both career law enforcement people, and I knew him well and was influenced by him, and he certainly influenced a lot of, you know, the decisions that were made in the organization and the follow-through, and he was always very supportive of, you know, mental health endeavors and wellness endeavors for police officers, public safety in general, first responders. And so the position that I have now really gives me the opportunity, like I said, not only to give back but to spearhead. To spearhead a lot of things, and given the times that we're in right now, I could have never predicted, you know, been retired from my other position for just about 2 years, and, you know, a lot has happened in those 2 years, and a lot of what I'm doing now ties in so well and is so timely, you know, to what's happening in the world right now and for police officers. So You know, now I'm involved in providing crisis intervention training. I wrote a grant. I'm on the board with the board of directors with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I also chair the Suicide Prevention Council for the state. So I get to work with great people every day. And so I'm grateful, you know, for my whole career and the life that I've had here. I consider myself very fortunate and very fortunate to still serve, to still give back to people and to help things along, you know, that that are challenges for just everyday life. And I think that's, you know, the beauty part of what the Haley Symposium has become.
Thank you, Major Connie, for your service. And, of course, I also know Russ from the whole mental health education effort, you know, spearheaded by former Supreme Court Justice John Broderick, who heads up, you know, changedirection.org. So there have been many, many conferences involving law enforcement, but also not law enforcement on, you know, mental health awareness. And, of course, we know, we probably don't have the data yet, but since COVID spiked, and I think we're still in the messy middle of COVID-19, you know, the headlines have been COVID and the economic crisis and the social justice issues and so forth. And hidden below that are, is the, you know, mental health awareness and issues that, you know, Russ and I know, you know, probably have escalated and exacerbated, but of course you don't see that headline. So the safety symposium is gone virtual. As I mentioned in the past, it's been both at UNH as well as NHTI, and all the ones I've attended have been well worth my time. As most people know, I probably get invited to every conference that there is in New Hampshire, but this is one that I tried not to miss. This year, it's going to be virtual, of course. It's a three-part virtual series, August 10th, 11th, and 12th from 9 a.m. to 11. And you have about a month to register. And while it's free, you do have to register and just go on the website, nhcuc.org. That's all one word, nhcuc.org, and you can register it. So tell us about how you brainstormed coming up with the three-part virtual series. I know, like you, you know, all of us now are, you know, either in Zoom or WebEx, you know, daily or teleconferences, and you know, you can only sit through any number of those. So I like the idea of a three-part series. So did you get, like, did you and a team get together in the back of a flip chart and say, you know, what can we do and so forth? So tell us about the how that came into being, and then we can get into, either before or after commercial break, we can get into the featured speakers, which include Sarah Brown and Dr. Sherry Benton.
Yeah, sure. So, Tom, yeah, we came into this year knowing that we would have to make a decision, and we were unsure about, you know, given the fact that the symposium always happens in August, where we'd be. So we start planning, you know, a year in advance. And as the year unfolded, we had a pretty good idea that we would probably be after be hosting a virtual conference this year. And, you know, everything has been virtual. You know, most people's lives have changed tremendously in the work that they do. Sometimes it was an improvement in some areas, and other areas have made it more difficult not being able to talk to people face-to-face, especially those people that are, you know, involved in mental health counseling and you know, all the good stuff that comes out of helping people. So, you know, we started to think about what are the, you know, the topics that are most important. And also we wanted to assure that we didn't have anybody sitting, you know, in one place, you know, in front of a computer or for 8 hours. We knew that wasn't going to work. So we came up with the 3 days 2 hours each day. And then we started to talk about, you know, what are the things that are most affecting, you know, communities and students in the educational system and professors, you know. So we talked about telehealth. We talked about, you know, things that have really started to take a forefront in the last few months, and things that, although they were always there, you know, we're never used to the extent that they are now. So we've made some positive changes, I think, as a society in getting people help, you know, and not having to have those issues where they couldn't get transportation or had to miss appointments. You know, and we also started talking about, you know, what is behavioral intervention and these strategies during this time when you are distant from people that you know, would provide services. And right now, you know, UNH, the campus is not, you know, as active as it was, although you have students and you have students that are going to be attending, but you also have a lot of virtual activity that's happened. And how do you deal with people that had, you know, were having crisis that could not go to the student center? You know, they couldn't go and get the help that they needed, which was just around the corner, generally speaking. So, you know, we talked about that. And lastly, we talked about, you know, some of the people that are always affected with mental health crisis and a lot of what's going on in the state. And we can't leave our veterans out. And we talked about, you know, mental health needs and resources for veterans on campus. UNH in particular, as a lot of college campuses in New Hampshire, have, you know, veterans coordinators. You have a lot of people that serve that are getting an education. They're making a career change. They're making a life change. But, you know, they have, you know, they have things that they've experienced, and much like first responders, the jobs that they do are a little bit different than the norm, and it gives us the opportunity to help them in a special way. So we wanted to make sure that we talked about the mental health needs of veterans on college campuses and what was available to them both on campus and off campus. So I think the topics are timely. I think the planning committee, which is made up of a great bunch of people, a very close friend of Nick Halias, John Stevens, who's the interoperability coordinator, Chief Paul Dean, who took over as chief of police at UNH when Nick retired, and, you know, just a great group, and people from the community college system, and, you know, just a great group of people that get together and really talk about what's important. So I think we hit the mark pretty well this year, our fifth symposium, and I think it's going to be a real hit virtually. I think you know, we'll be able to provide some information and some interaction through both panel discussion and presentations that I think will be well worth the time spent.
Perfect. So after commercial break, we'll start detailing that. And again, you need to register on the New Hampshire College and University Council website, which is nhcuc.org. That's nhcuc.org. And the virtual presentations are Monday, August 10th. Tuesday, August 11th, and Wednesday, August 12th from 9 to 11. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio this weekend, July 11th and 12th. With me is retired major from the state trooper, Russ Conti. And before we get back into our topic, which is the Halias Campus Safety Symposium, I do want to put a big shout-out to John Mortimer of Millennium Running. We're starting to get back into socially distanced real road racing. So I've participated in a couple of road races, and it's very interesting. It's a lot like, not to give a commercial here, but it's a lot like boarding a plane for Southwest Airlines. You get into your different rows based on, you're assigned a number, and there's a circle. So picture like a long driveway, and then all the 99 runners are lined up all 6 feet apart. Some are wearing special masks for running, others don't, but we're all socially distanced, and as every 5 seconds, you know, someone is called to the starting mat, and they're introduced, and off they go, and to the extent that we're all honest about our times, we're sort of lined up in a way that there isn't a lot of passing, because if, like, my wife Ellen is a really good runner, I'm not, and she's, like, been number seven, like, she'll finish seventh in the race, and she doesn't pass the sixth-place person and the eighth-place person doesn't pass her. So that's an example of, you know, someone taking the importance of wellness, but doing it also, you know, in a safe way. So my experience, although I'm getting slower and slower as I get older and older, and basically not in shape because I kind of put my life on hold when COVID hit to deal with helping the dental community get back up and running, it was very, I felt, you know, really safe. So I wanted to give a shout out to John Mortimer. So back with Russ Conti. So on August 10th, 11th, and 12th, we have a three-part virtual series as part of the annual Campus Safety Symposium event, the fifth annual. And if you want to register, you need to go on to the New Hampshire College and University Council website, which is nhcuc.org, and having attended most of the prior four when it was in person, you know, well worth it. And generally, in addition to the great interaction that you have, which we'll still be able to do virtually, the speakers usually are well thought out in terms of why we're having them. So the first session, session one, which is August 10th, it's titled mental health through telehealth, remote student engagement. And we have Sarah Brown, who's a senior writer of the Chronicle of Higher Education, and Dr. Sherry Benton, creator of something called the TAO Connect. So how did the committee that you described, Russ, how did you all decide that to lead off with Sarah and Dr. Benton?
Well, we kind of thought, you know, telehealth, like I said previously, has become a real forefront of engagement for people in crisis, and a lot of services are being, have gone in that direction, and it's become something that is being more and more used. So not only did we want to make sure that we mentioned it, but we wanted to make sure that we got, you know, people that were, you know, very, very upbeat, but also very astute on the whole issue of telehealth. Because, like I said, although it's been around for a while, I don't think it's been used to the extent that it has. So when you talk about remote student engagement, you know, Sarah Brown and Dr. Benton are very up on how to engage with people through telehealth. You know, what are the important things that you can talk about? And, you know, one thing that I have found and, you know, the relationships that I've built over the last few years is that, you know, really is about, you know, making that connection. And although, again, it's sometimes it's hard to make a connection when you're not person to person, I think we've made some great strides. And that's really what we're trying to, you know, to reach with, you know, mental health through telehealth, is to assure that regardless of what's happening in the world, regardless of social distancing and, you know, and in many ways, you know, the isolation that people are feeling right now, is that they can be reached and people can reach you, or they can help you to get you through some difficult times.
Now, Major, you had mentioned early on in the show that one of the things, you know, about COVID-19, well, certainly it's created a lot of challenges, and probably the challenges have outweighed, you know, some of the creative solutions, but it has, you know, resulted in some creative solutions, one of which, of course, is telehealth. It's remarkable the use now of telehealth, where before it was rarely used, it's now prolific. And I even say this on the dental side of things. We're now paying for many, many dental telehealth transmissions, you know, for orthodontists and others. So it is true that, you know, sometimes crisis can be the mother of invention. So on August 10th, people will hear a little bit more about how telehealth is used in our mental health arena from Sarah and Dr. Benton. Now, on Tuesday, August 11th, we have the behavioral intervention teams on socially distanced campus. So tell us how Tuesday shapes up.
So behavioral intervention teams, and that's really dealing with people that are in crisis or having a crisis or need help. They may, you know, have an anxiety issue that they're dealing with, issues of depression, you know, whatever they are. And at campuses, and particularly the University of New Hampshire, has tremendous programs for students, and they're very in tune to, you know, everything that the students bring to campus, all their skills, all the needs that they have. If they have mental health needs, it's something that's addressed very early on at the time of their registration. So this is really going to be addressing the issue of how do you provide those one-on-one services when you need to stay a distance, when you need to assure that you're not in closed environments with people. So that's really what we're going to be talking about. You know, when we go back, when everybody goes back, and it's safe to go back in the water, so to speak, even at the 50% mark or the 25% mark, whatever capacity, you know, limitations there are, you know, you're going to have people that are going to be, you know, providing services and able to do them, you know, the same as they always have, only keeping in mind that we have to social distance, keeping in mind that, you know, intervention teams are, whether they have to respond or somebody comes to see them, that everybody has to stay safe, everybody has to stay in a position where they feel safe. We certainly don't want to see anybody, you know, become a victim of the virus, but also become a victim of their inability to get help. So that's really what that's about. And it's going to be a good day. A lot of things are going to be talked about. I suspect there'll be some lively discussion. And everybody has opinions, certainly, on social distancing and protective gear and everything else that's involved. So that'll be a worthwhile day also.
Yeah. And I like the way you put that, is that we don't want to be a victim of the virus, yet we also don't want to be a victim of not being able to connect you know, as human beings. So that'd be great to, you know, hear how that balance is. And of course, you know, protection from the virus, of course, is number one. And, you know, all the personal protection equipment, you know, I know that we've helped with the dentist, that's number one. But once you overcome that or deal with that, then dealing with the connections become important. Just think, I was just thinking, Russ, you know, one of the things that dentists have been trained over the years is to, you know, smile with their patients so that, like, so people are comfortable with the dentist. And, of course, they're all wrapped up in PPE, so it's made that a challenge. But just as an aside, people are frolicking back to the dentist, you know, which is good. So if you want to register for that one, which is Tuesday, August 11th, between 9 and 11, and the first one on Monday, August 10th, on mental health through telehealth, just go on the New Hampshire College and University Council website, which is nhcuc.org. Now, the third one, and they're all great, I have a particular interest in this one, Student Soldiers Supporting Veterans in a Shifting Landscape, and that's Wednesday, August 12th. And you know, Russ, better than anybody that, you know, our veteran community is such a small percentage of people that actually serve our country, and that there are, of course, even prior to COVID, you know, many mental health issues with regard to veterans. And I know on the rural health side, we've set up a special network led by Dr. Mitch Caray. Veterans who can't get served at the VA because of the congressional rules, not because of the great people at the VA. We've set up a little network for them. So obviously, supporting veterans in this shifting landscape is very important. So tell us about that one on August 12th at 9 a.m.
So yeah, supporting veterans in a shifting landscape. It's interesting that you said, you know. Yeah, when you really look at the big picture of, you know, the population of the United States, it's a small portion. But in New Hampshire, you know, people that have served as veterans it's one of the largest, you know, portions of served military veterans in the country. You know?
That's a great point, and I wish I had said that because
that's okay.
Both in New Hampshire and Maine, there's a disproportionate percentage compared to the rest of the country. So thanks for clarifying that.
No problem. It's, you know, so you have some very service-minded people, and if you spend any time in New Hampshire or been lucky enough to live here most of your adult life like myself, you realize how important that is. You know, and conversely, there's also a lot of veterans that serve as first responders. So it kind of ties in what the Haley Symposium stands for and certainly what Nick Haley has stood for. But supporting veterans, it's going to be an interesting virtual day in that we've brought in a veterans coordinator. Her name is Amy Cook. She's very good, and she works for the Department of Health and Human Services, and she works on veterans affairs, and she has a myriad of connections. She's going to be working with, on that particular day, presenting and working with the veterans coordinator from the University of New Hampshire. So it's going to be specific, you know, to a lot of the people that are thinking about attending universities, thinking about going back to school, in school, having some difficulties where do I get, you know, resources, what resources are there for me? And, you know, it's really going to be a way to show veterans that not only are they supported in society, but they're also going to be supported in their, in seeking higher education and seeking changes and seeking to improve their lives. And I think, UNH has always been very supportive of that. I think the state is supportive of it. Certainly the governor's office, the state police has always been very supportive of veterans. So it's a real pleasure to be involved in that. And it's also a pleasure to know, you know, the presenters, personally and know, you know, what they bring to the table. Because in New Hampshire, it is a big deal, and it should be. And I think, that third day will be great for a group of people that really deserve it.
What a 3 days, inspiring 3 days. Again, that's Monday, August 10th, Tuesday, August 11th, Wednesday, August 12th. Again, if you want to register, it's nhcuc.org for my CEO friends. If you want to be a financial sponsor like Northeast Delta Dental is, give me a call, 223-1300, and I'll work with Russ to work that up. And I just, you mentioned John Stevens, who is the statewide interoperability coordinator. Glad I could pronounce that. This is what John has said about the symposium. Since its inception, it has focused on the mental awareness and health of college campuses throughout the state of New Hampshire. Whether a student, faculty, support staff, or the community as a whole, the symposium has addressed the concerns that many forms of anxiety can create if left unresolved. So I think that's a good way of summarizing. Again, the symposium was named in honor of Nick Helias, former UNH police chief and trustee of the community college system, who died in 2014 after serving 4 decades in law enforcement. And Russ, thank you for leading this effort, and it's always great to hear you on various radio stations of all the things you do. But I want a great turnout virtually for the 5th Annual Campus Safety Symposium. And again, the website is nhcuc.org, and hopefully see many of you virtually 10th, 11th, and 12th. Thank you, Major Conti, for joining me this weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tom. And always thank you for your support and everything you do, and, you know, not only for the Helias, the endeavor of the Helias Symposium, but all that you do to serve people. And it's my pleasure. It's been an absolute privilege to be here today.
Yeah, and I feel the same. I think that's the great thing about New Hampshire. We can give back and make a difference. So thank you, Major Conti.